The Sierra Madre has one of the largest rainforests in the Philippines. Situated on the island of Luzon, this rugged jungle is home to a surviving hunter-gatherer group called the Agta. Several years ago, a team of anthropologists set out to study this indigenous group of people. The researchers were curious to learn more about how the Agta valued the members of their tribe based on their individual contributions. They discovered that out of all the different trades and talents these people possessed, including fishing and cooking, the people the Agta held in highest regard were storytellers. Imagine that. The folks who spun tales had a higher status than those who literally brought home the bacon and the snacks and drinks. But most of us love a good story, don't we? Stories matter. They keep us entertained. They can carry on family traditions through generations. Stories can engage and inspire a single life or go on to change thousands. When I began to think about how to propose to my then-girlfriend, Demi, I knew it had to be a great story. I wanted to offer my future bride an experience that she would never forget, one that would make butterflies flutter in her stomach each time she retold it. Okay, fine, and maybe, just maybe, there was a smidgen of ego in my motivation. I wanted to be the awesome fiancé who crushed this monumental task. What can I say? I'm a competitive guy, even with myself. There were three things this story had to have: special people, a beautiful location, and the element of surprise. The goal was to have a Mission Possible mission proposal for the girl of my dreams. The ring had to come from Africa, my bride's homeland. I met with a jeweler who recommended an internally flawless diamond, which is exactly what it sounds like. It was also responsibly sourced and had a story of its own. How and where it was discovered and the detailed processes it underwent to be crafted, recorded in a beautifully designed book. Giving gifts is my love language. Having found a woman who to me was the epitome of flawless beauty in so many ways, I knew this was the ring for her. I had found something beautiful to give to the love of my life. Now to create the element of surprise. Unbeknownst to my bride, I had arranged for my family, both sets of Demi's parents and her best friends, to be present the moment I popped the question. Special people? Check. The big moment would come on January 9th after a belated and, wink wink, pretend Christmas celebration with my family in Florida. Over the actual holidays, I was helping to cover the national championship between Clemson and Alabama for SEC Nation and ESPN. Demi and I flew from South Africa, where we had spent Christmas, to the States. At the ESPN party before the big game on January 7th, Demi and I met the president of Clemson, Jim Clements, and his wife Beth. They are some of the sweetest people you'll ever meet. They have four children, including a daughter named Grace who has special needs, and host a Night to Shine event in their community. I'll talk more about Night to Shine in a later chapter. The four of us became fast friends. Fast forward to the pregame show. Right after filming for SEC Nation, I looked around and noticed Demi was nowhere to be found. I sent her a text saying I had to be down on the field for the first part of the game, but that we can meet up after. Her reply was shocking. That's fine. I'm hanging out with Jim and Beth in their box. What? As a good Southern boy would say, bless her heart. I mean, Jim and Beth are absolutely wonderful people. But Demi doesn't understand American football allegiances. While I don't necessarily root for Alabama, I do work for SEC Nation. But Demi's decision to hang with the Clemenses says a lot about her. Even if she had understood the difference between the Atlantic Coast Conference, ACC, and the Southeastern Conference, SEC, it wouldn't have mattered to her. She appreciates people just for who they are. It's one of many reasons I fell in love with her. Demi and I arrived in Jacksonville, Florida, my hometown, on January 8th. We spent the next day celebrating Kid Christmas first. All the nieces and nephews gathered at my house and unwrapped their gifts. And then it was time for the adults to unwrap their gifts, one person at a time, one gift at a time. After each gift, we took time to talk about it. You can imagine how long the process took. In order to create a proposal that was unexpected, I did something that you might think is borderline unfair. As we opened presents with my family that morning, I gave Demi a small velvet box. I knew what she really was hoping to find in that box, even though she'd never say it out loud. When the box clicked open, Demi's eyes widened and she beheld... not an engagement ring. I figured getting her a non-engagement ring would take care of any expectation she had of getting a real one. To her credit, Demi was so gracious about her gift.